plan to attend some midweek seminars with Kleist Commodities. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Today we're visiting with Al Kleist with Kleist Commodities. And Al, glad to get you back on WNAX here today. Thanks for joining us.
Well, glad to be. Enjoy working with you, Daniel.
Yeah, absolutely. We enjoy working with you guys as well. And Al, we are over halfway through the year and at the end of the month of July, and it's just been quite the up and down year so far for our grain markets. And looking at the month of July in particular, how have we fared so far throughout our grain markets?
Well, we've been drifting lower. We've just seen this continued good weather. We've had a couple of intraday rallies, 2-3 day rallies, but overall, it has been another bear year. Very unusual to peak the market in February, but we did. And so when you look at it now, we're just grinding lower. And if we look at where we were in June, where we are now, we're about 20 cents lower on the nearby contract. And when some of that's masked by the SEP to carrying charge, but the December contract down by nearly 30 cents a bushel. Soybeans also continue to track lower. We're down over 20 cents this week. And on the monthly chart, we continue to track lower. And so we're just seeing go down and testing that $10.993 has been support before. We kind of have a triple bottom down at 9.45, 9.36, most recently 9.69, but we just have not been able to get up and trade over 10.80. So right now, when we look at where we're at, we're down right at about 26 cents a bushel so far for the month of July.
Wow. And I know our farmers do not like hearing those numbers because it's just kind of it's hard, especially when
you get very frustrating. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's difficult when you really don't have a good new crop pricing opportunity and very, like I said, very unusual. I've done this for over 40 years and I don't think I've ever seen the peak come in the month of February.
Yeah. And in a time when input costs and just the cost of farming in general is so high, we're not always treated with the same pleasure of high commodity prices. So it's important to have proper marketing and to know what you're doing there.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about. We have the seminars coming up, and hopefully you can make it to one of them. But on Wednesday, we're going to be over in the Wild Rose Casino in Emmitsburg, Iowa. That program, registration is at 3. We'll go to about 5:30. We've got a very interesting program lined up. We'll have soft drinks and hors d'oeuvres starting at about 6. Then the following day, on Thursday, we're at the Ramcota Inn in Sioux Falls, and that program will start after the field days are over. And so we'll start that program at 6. I'll have registration, talk about the grain markets, talk about bushel, talk about a lot of things, and I'm there to answer people's questions. And then we'll have, again, soft drinks and hors d'oeuvres starting at about 7:30 or 8. I like that format because that way I had an opportunity to go around and visit one-on-one with just about all the farmers that attend.
Yeah, it's really a great opportunity for farmers to get out there, ask their questions, you know, pick your brain a little bit, and you maybe place this in a strategic spot because, I mean, it's right before harvest, and people are probably trying to figure out what they're going to do with that crop in the field they got.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the timing of that. You know, first of all, I think one of the key things I'm working on is how low can prices go, and then what can turn prices around, and what's the timing of when I think that could occur. So it's very interesting. I've enjoyed working hard the last 2 weeks already on the presentation. I'm sure the people that are there aren't necessarily like what I'm telling them, but I think, Danielle, they're going to come away with a good plan.
Head on over to KleistCommodities.com to check out all the details for these upcoming seminars that they're putting on. And also,
if you want to call our toll-free number next week, that number is 888-345-2855.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.